Father, we ask that you minister to every person under the sound of my voice the message and the direction that they need right now. We thank you for those who are here at Word of Life and Darrow and around the world. I think we have 4 countries and 25 states in service with us today. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for truth. Help us to say what you say. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I have to be real careful today because this message you need time to do this. You need to make sure you tune in properly. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 is not written to religious people. In order to understand what come out of the book of Ephesians, you're going to have to be in the spirit. You understand? Yeah, this is a spiritual teaching, and you're going to have to be in the spirit to receive it beyond just excitement and definitely not entertainment. You have to have expectation and desire to experience what God say to you today. So what I've done and what I'm doing with hundreds of preachers that are under me is that when we minister the word, let's minister with a package that the people can apply. Yeah. Not just to entertain them, but something that can be placed on life. Amen? Amen? Something you can do with it. Now in Ephesians 1, we're going to read This message is to a particular people. Matter of fact, in order to enjoy this lesson, you're going to have to be a disciple. You have to be disciplined. You've got to be a student. You're going to have to know how to grow in spiritual things. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And when I give the subject, I don't want you to go off on a tangent about cars and houses and rings and watches and stuff like that. That'll come in place. But we're talking about a higher value. Okay. And you're going to need to know this, what I'm about to share with you. You're going to need to know this because watch what I said. The curse is on the move. All right. That's not my subject, but I want you to know that. The curse is on the move in the world system.
Yes.
And we're going to have to learn how to be somewhere else.
Yes,
you didn't get it.
Yes,
the curse is moving,
yes,
but we're going to have to learn how to be somewhere else, even though we're in the world, but we are not of the world curses. Okay, I want to share with you very, very slowly this morning, knowing how to live in the extremely blessed zone. Knowing how to live in the extremely blessed zone. Extremely blessed zone. I want to give you a definition of extreme. Extreme means reaching a high of the highest degree. Very great, not usual, exceptional. That's what extreme means. Reaching a high of the highest degree. Very great, not usual, exceptional. Ephesians chapter 1, listen very closely, beginning at verse 1. Paul an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Now, it is, you may make a note of this, it is the will of God that I be blessed all the time. Whoo, Lord have mercy. It is, say it, it is the will of God that I be blessed. Even if something else come up, doesn't matter. It's God's will at all time, no matter what situation I'm in, it's God's will to get his blessing to me in spite of, and he can do it.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. Yeah, all right, all right. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, there's an apostle, you see that? And it's by the will of God, to the saint which are at Ephesus. Now notice this though, he said something else now. See, because we're going in this blessing zone. He said saint, right?
Yes, sir.
But then he says this, and to the faithful.
Right, sir.
In Christ Jesus.
Good.
See, so it's a zone that you may wear the name, but can't make no claim. You're going to have to be faithful. What I say? To the things of God. To the ways of God. To the will of God. To the work of God. You're going to have to be faithful. To walk in this zone we're talking about. This blessed zone. It's there. It's there. That blessed zone is there. And somewhat, in some way, the church has not walked in that blessed zone. But it's time to go.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Now, these are blessings that you don't have to go after. Let me, Father reading, let me show you two or three verses. Favorite verses, but we're talking about this blessed zone now. Matthew 6:33. These are blessings that you don't have to go after. See, the church somewhat been taught to go after stuff. No, go after God.
Yes.
And what happens? Stuff will come after you.
Yes.
You see, if you do it wrong, you use all your prayer time and looking for something. Seek for him.
Yes, sir.
And then he start unfolding things to you. You see what it says? Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now, not just talk about the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes,
sir. What happened then? Why do you want to go to the end of that verse? See, the blessing zone, you can't go to the end of that verse. You got to go to the first part of that verse.
Yes,
blessings are designed to be added.
Yes, sir.
Not to go after. You remember Solomon's prayer when he had that dream? The Lord asked him what he wanted in 1 Kings 3. He said, God, just give me wisdom so I go know how to go in and out among your people. God said, I love your answer. Because of that, I'm going to make you the richest king that ever lived. Hebrews 11:6. He said it again. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a... Watch what he says now. That is again, not seeking the blessing, but seeking the blesser. Did you see it?
Yes.
He's a rewarder of them that didn't just seek him. John 15:7, before I read my text. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, one translation said, make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you have it.
Yes,
but notice in all three of those verses, I can go on and on. All three of those verses, the attitude or the desire is to have more of him.
Yes, sir.
You know why? That's the only one he can trust with the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Because if he's not first, the blessing will destroy you. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now watch what it says here. We go to the second verse. Grace in Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians. Grace, chapter 1, be to you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this third verse is the verse we're working on. But that verse is 1, 2, 3. It's a full voice sentence. It's one sentence. Starting at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Oh, my goodness. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, Jesus showed them some things that we must know to be blessed. He began, most of y'all know it, it's a model prayer, Our Father. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he says, thy kingdom come. Yes, haven't asked for nothing yet. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Haven't asked for nothing yet. A lot of time I pray that prayer, I don't pray the rest. Don't have to. See, the end with thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to him. Now, prior to reading, I feel the presence of God, knowing how to live in the extremely blessed zone. Say this with me, knowing how to live in the extremely blessed zone. Now, this is a reality. This is not a message to excite you. This is a message that you can live. There's an extremely blessed zone. And when you learn the principle and how to do it, the blessing will always overtake you. We are asking for too much we already have. Things are yours already. There are things, many things that are yours. Look with me. This scripture now will help you before I read the rest of this sentence. Look with me in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. I don't have no business being cursed. I'm redeemed. I was in my office and the Lord said, you redeemed from the curse and redeemed to the blessing. Write that down. I'm redeemed. Write that down. I'm redeemed from the curse and redeemed to the blessing. Or you say it this way. I'm redeemed from the curse and resurrected to the blessing. Oh, my. I'm redeemed from the curse and I'm resurrected to the blessing. I like that, Lord. You heard that? I'm redeemed from the curse. Say it.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
And resurrected
to the blessing.
So when the curse come, I'm going to say, you lying to me.
Yes, sir.
I left you a long time ago. I'm under the blood. You want me to say that, Lord? For wherever you run in short today, the Lord says you'll be redeemed from it. Whatever you don't have enough of is on the way. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. It's written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. She died, across the cross, right?
Yes.
Look at the next verse, the 14th verse. What? that the curse may hang on us day and night. We pray and fight the devil and have warfare. No! That the blessing might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive, the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right. Let me try to finish reading the verse. Go back to Ephesians. Try to finish reading the verse. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. According to his chosen us in him, we chose him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he have made us accepted in the beloved, knowing how to live in the extremely blessed zone. Now notice what the Lord says here. Most Christians will never see or live in this kind of blessed life. It's not automatic. It has to be accessed. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Not because it's not available. They just don't know how to receive it on purpose.
Right, right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, you shouldn't be in this position when I finish this morning. I'm talking about somebody else, and I'm talking about you. A life, the blessed life, is a life, listen to this, that is designed to glorify God. How many of y'all want him glorified with your life? Say this with me.
I am designed
by God
to be blessed.
And I am open
for
all his blessing. Now listen very carefully.
To flow to
and through
me,
now and forever. You receive it?
Yes,
now this sentence here will throw you. You're going to have the Holy Spirit to help you. I can't help you with it. Tell somebody, we are gone and I will not be left behind. The Lord got to help you with that. He told it to me, so I just told you what he told me. Tell somebody, we gone and I won't be left behind. Other words, the Spirit of God will manifest in here today. And many gonna take off. And I will not be left behind. That's what he says. It's a funny sentence. Tell somebody, we are gone. This church is gone. And I will not be left behind. You see it? Huh? All right. All right. All right. God, this is so simple, but it's so complicated. God is an extreme blesser,
yes,
if you let him.
Yes, sir.
Y'all there? Y'all don't even understand what I'm saying. Y'all just sitting there looking at me. Let me say it again. God, well, do you know what I'm saying now? Is an extreme blesser if you let him. Y'all ain't cutting up enough on that. Do y'all know God? Listen, I'm not saying this just to tickle you. I'm about to say something. From this day forward, extreme blessings will be looking for you. Because you understand what it's all about. You understand God is an extreme blesser. He has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I don't have to go after blessing. I go after God. When I go after God, now I'm going to use a word. I want you to be mature enough to catch his word. Backwards. We've been doing it backwards. There are times you're supposed to come before God, praise him and worship him, and don't ask him for nothing. He already know what you need. He already know what you want. I just come to worship you today. I just come to praise you today. I just come to thank you for what I already got. You ready? Guess what he just said to me? There is nothing I don't want you to have. Whoa. Whoa. I heard that. Whoa. I received something. Whoa. There's nothing I don't want you to have. You didn't write that down? You didn't write, there's nothing I don't want you to have. I received it. There's nothing. There's nothing God don't want me to have. I could dance on that, boy. Huh? Have you ever heard that before? No, you never. There's nothing God don't want you to have. I mean, if you're going to get into the extremely blessed zone, you're going to have to understand that. Sit down and write this in your note. This zone we're talking about, this living in this extremely blessed zone, this type of life must become a registered revelation in your soul. A registered revelation in your soul, this type of life. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's in your soul, all right? But it must be registered in your soul. Now go back to our text, Ephesians 1:3, coming out of your spirit. Must be registered in your soul, coming out of your spirit. This type of life, this zone of blessing life. Now, Paul knew when he ministered this type of ministry to the church at Ephesus. That's why he, in that first chapter, he didn't go away until you go to the second chapter. In the first chapter, he went down to about the 15th verse. Look at the first chapter, 15th verse, and then I'll take it some more principle. I want you to know this cannot be understood by just clapping your hand. All right? This revelation must be impressed within you by the Holy Spirit. It's not going to come from notes. See, you got to be the Holy Spirit. The only one can make this real. The Bible not real unless the Holy Spirit make it real. So you know your notes are no realer than the Bible. So you're going to have to feed on it till the Holy Spirit make it real to you. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See now, Ephesians 1:3 have to minister to 3 John 2. Ephesians 1:3 has to minister to 3 John 2. Your spirit always has to minister to your soul. Now, we went so long thinking our spirit and soul was the same thing, but they're not. Your trinity must be in divine alignment. Your spirit, your soul, and your body, just like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Your spirit, soul, and body got to become one. That's what Romans 12, 1 through 3 is talking about. Your spirit, your soul, and your body becoming one. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
It's possible. Now, Jesus, how many believe Jesus knew what he was talking about?
Yes.
If anybody here don't believe Jesus knew what he was talking about, I can't help you, baby. You find you in a deeper church than this, because I know Jesus knew what he was talking about. Jesus reveals the keys to this extremely blessed life. And I want to show you one thing. If I don't show you much out of this, but I'm about to show you. Turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. If I don't show you all the things that he showed me out of here, I want to show you one thing that's real deep, and I think it's going to get you. I think it'll get you shouting and understanding that I got it already. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You understand my preaching have changed, right?
Yes, sir.
The pandemic brought my preaching to another level. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Matthew 5, you there?
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to miss this, because how many of y'all ready to go to the extremely blessed zone? All the time. Rest of my life. Got it? I don't care what you're up against. Nothing can handle the blessing of God. When God blessings start flowing, everything starts flushing. Jesus reveals the keys to this extremely blessed life there in Matthew 5. Verse 1, and seeing the multitude. I want you to read that with me, because you're about to see something. So that's right, and seeing the multitude, that's it.
And seeing the multitude.
All right, and seeing the multitude. Thank God for the multitude. And seeing the multitude. You about to find something out here now. And seeing the multitude, all right? See, the multitude not going to walk in the blessing. Multitudes of Christians will never get in this zone. For first thing is, they got to reverse the order. Don't go after the zone. Don't go after the stuff. Go after him. I mean, they don't even know it. They don't even know it. They're praying and writing books. Got bold and, what you call them, bold? Vision bold and writing it. I did it a little while for 2 days. Many, many years ago, I said, I don't need this bold shoe. You know, you run up on somebody doing it, you know, and this is what I want. Then this, I said, no, I don't need this. This thing cursing me instead of blessing me. Now, I want you to know I pass everybody up with the bold. They're still on their board. I passed them up. What you about to find out is very important. Listen, seeing the multitude, he went up into a high mountain. Who are we talking about? Jesus, right?
Yes.
And when he was set, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you don't see it. And the multitude came unto him. And seeing the multitudes, they were there because of the blessing. They were there because he had healed a lot of people in the 23rd and 25th verse of the chapter 4. And seeing the multitude not ready. The multitude is just a gathering, but he went, oh my God. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth. And what? Taught them. them, you got to be taught to walk in the blessing zone. I almost had to question, what do you want from me? I'm putting this out. You better catch a hold of this. The multitude will never walk in the full blessing. I don't care how big a church is. I don't care how many thousand they got. But if they don't get a hold of the truth that we have to seek him. Not no houses. Houses will come. What is a house? Shoot. Somewhere to sleep. I slept in my old house with the buckets on the floor catching the water when the rain came. Newspaper stuck in the crack. I've been to the outhouse. It had no inside. So Jesus began to reveal, and I may not go through all of them, but he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, verse 3, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's a key. That's a key that you know you can't do this yourself. Amen. And you know you need help every day. And you are not dependent on yourself, but you're dependent on God. I'm not designed to live a flesh life. I just can't live by my senses. I have to recognize that I need more of the Spirit to move more fully in the Spirit. More fully in the presence of God. More fully in revelation. More fully in wisdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I need more of you, God. More understanding of you. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I can't trust a person who's not poor in spirit. A person who thinks they know it all. He just keeps going further. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Huh? You're almost in recognizing how great God is. It keep you in a mourning position because you don't know more. Blessed are the day with mourning, he said, they'll be confident. All right. Can you wear a bridle? You know, a bridle, put in your mouth, pull it to the right and pull it to the left. Can you stand and have a bridle?
Yes, sir.
Because that's what the next voice talking about, voice 5. Can you be stirred? I remember when I used to ride my horse, I'd pull back both reins. That means stop. He hocking his back leg. To walk in the full blessing of God, you need a bridle on. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. You with your hard head self, and you want to do everything your way, that bridle got to be pulled. I ain't wearing no bridle. Well, goodbye. Because you didn't get bridle. Blessed are the meek. Lord, I want to go left, but I hear you saying going right. Who asked you anything about finishing high school? Ain't nobody asked you about no high school. I'm talking about the bridle. These keys, Jesus just teaching them. He teaching them to his disciples.
Yes, sir.
Students who learn. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst. Oh, my God. Verse 6. hunger and thirst after blessing. For they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You see, the blessing. These are blessed are the pure in heart. Oh my, verse 8. For they shall see God. You can't see God and stay in the same position you are in. When you begin to see God, everything changes. You go on and on. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children. All I'm saying is that this life, Jesus revealed a key down verses 1 through 10. And I wrote a footnote. The Beatitudes were not taught to the multitude. Because they're too much of a renegade. They want things to go their way. It's people who willing to be meek. People who willing to recognize I can't do this myself. And people who recognize that I want to praise God at all times. Not just on Sunday. Now I wrote down, here is the zone. Here's the zone. But you don't automatically go to the zone. Look in Ephesians 3:20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. That's a zone there, isn't it? But you don't jump in that zone. You can go to that zone tomorrow. You got to do some things there. You just see, love. Love got to be in place to get to that zone. But it's a zone. It's a blessing zone. You remember I told you, it's not a Philippians 4:19 zone. It's a Ephesians 3:20 zone. It's not a need zone. It's a blessing zone. Y'all been shouting off the need zone. No, God wants you to be blessed. The blessing zone, you see it? That's what he said to me when I was studying. And again, I want to remind you from Matthew 6:33. This is a seeking the kingdom of God operation. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
The Spirit of God said to me, do not let the enemy quench or grieve the spirit through the soul and rob you of your blessing or persecute your soul and block your spirit from releasing the blessing. Now, I only be able to stay here a few moments where we're going now. Hallelujah. But I want to go there just for a moment. Might shout there for a few moments. Write down in your notes, stepping into the blessing zone. Stepping into, hallelujah. I feel it coming on right now. Before I tell you what text we're going in. Stepping into the blessing zone. You got to qualify. And to walk in the blessing zone. See, you can be a Christian unqualified for the blessing zone. Some of you ought to taste the blessing zone some. I know that. I recognize that. But the Lord want to take you further because the more you walk in the blessing zone, the more you're a witness for God.
Yes.
God is a blesser.
Yes.
He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a good God. Yeah, he is a good God. You know that, right? Say it then. Yeah, he's a good God. Say it. God said,
God
want me blessed. Now agree with him. Now I don't expect you to stay in the same zone where you've been for many years. I expect this word to bring you into new, be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. How the answers of his word give you what? Light. Now, stepping into the blessing zone, very few go into this extremely blessed zone that God wants them to have. But God looking for a remnant to walk in it because it's advertisement for his goodness. People get saved when you walk in that zone. Yes. If that's your God, I want him. What is his name? Yes. What I got to do? Get on my knees? What I got to do to get that? He, who did it? God did this for you? I want him. Yes. They don't want your hardship, God. No. Deuteronomy 28. What a zone. Yes. Hallelujah. Ooh, I don't know if y'all going to be staying here. What a zone. Stepping into the blessing zone. Now, Jesus taught us in Matthew 5, give us keys. Here in Deuteronomy 28, it's talking about God will bless Israel. How many of y'all ready to really be blessed without going after it? Blessing cometh to me now. Say it.
Day and night.
Even while I'm sleeping. Blessing cometh to me. I'm blessed in the field.
I'm
blessed in the city.
I'm blessed
by God
everywhere I go.
Hallelujah. I expect to be blessed. All curses are under my feet. From this day forward,
I will
be surrounded
with blessings.
Matter of fact, while I'm here,
blessings
are seeking me. My. I'm no longer seeking blessing. Bless God, blessings are seeking me because I'm seeking God. Hallelujah. That's scripture. Help is seeking me. Wealth is seeking me. Long life is seeking me right now. I make myself available. Joy and peace are seeking me right now. I make myself available. Command healing all over the auditorium right now in the name of Jesus. I command new parts, new organs to be passed out in this house this morning in the name of Jesus. I command life to be extended, date change in the name of Jesus. Ugh. I heard the Spirit of God says somebody in here been left out too long. This is your day. If you listen, here's what I'm saying. If you listen, you hear him calling your name. Right now. There are places he want to bring you. Things he want to do for you. Watch what I say now. And I'm saying this seriously. There are so many people in this house that love Jesus. Right here, right now. I'm talking about, I've been passing y'all for a long time. I know there's so many people in this house right here, right now, that really love Jesus. Yes. Living for him. Yes. I don't want to skip over this. This may be the gusher. I don't know where this originated from, but it said, hush, hush. Somebody called in my name. That's what I heard. See, I stopped skipping over stuff. God tell me, hush, hush. Somebody called in my name. Suffer no more. You don't have to try to handle it by yourself. You're being anointed right now with grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, my life will never be the same. The blessings are flowing right now. Go ahead and wave at the blessings. Wave at them. Let them know you're available. They're flowing right now. Ah! I said the blessings are flowing right now. Lord, calling word of life to take a blessing break. Just time. Let the blessing flow. Here and at my house. Glory to God. Shh. Shh. Hallelujah. This extremely blessed song. I desire that every member of this church walk in it. I tell you what, your pastor gonna walk in it. I've been walking in it. I've been seeking God. You seek God, and God will seek you. Thank you, Lord. I was standing by my car. My wife was in the store. I was standing there. I had taking her out on a date. Y'all boys better start taking them girls out on a date. And now with no tennis shoes on. Dress yourself up and get a fancy place and take her. I was standing there. Young man jumped out the car. He said, Apostle, man, I haven't seen you for years. When I was a little boy, we used to come. Do you have a, what you call them, apps, put money on? What? Cash out. I said, no, I ain't got none of that. They tried to get me one of them. I said, no, I don't want that. So I shut it out. I said, no, I don't have any. He said, well, he said, let me run the store. You be here when I get back? I said, well, you know. Called over my wife, come out of the store. My wife come out of the store. I ain't waiting. And he ran and ran in the store and come back. And, you know, he put money in my hand. I thought it was $20. It was a $100 bill, young man. He said, man, I'm going to call Mama now and tell her I saw you. What I'm trying to tell you is I was supposed to sit in the car. What I'm doing standing outside the car, standing up like that. You got to, now your blessing, you got to know how to follow the Holy Ghost. You know, you can't spend goosebumps. It don't work. The real thing. God wants you blessed. You understand? Sit down. Now I'm going to let you go in a minute. Sit down. I'm going to read this and then we're going to go. Everybody say stepping.
Stepping.
Into the blessing zone. Now don't put down in your note Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13, because I might not get this far, but I just want you to see the qualifying factors, beginning phrase 1, the qualifying factor. And it shall come to pass if. Thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. To observe and to do all his commandment, which I command thee this day. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Let me stop you and say something. Darrow start flourishing when this church was planted. I would ride going home and stretch my hand toward the supermarket and those little businesses that was trying to have out there and told the Lord, because they're in Darrow, let them flourish. You pass the parking lot now, you can't get in. They don't even know what happened to them. It's happening because they're in Darrow. Oh, man, they don't come to this church, but I just want them blessed. Listen, I mean, the last statement in the first verse, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Well, you know you're not no nation, but you're a person. He set you on high. If he can set a nation on high, and all these blessings shall come on thee, and you're going to have to go after and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. You see, those two verses qualify what I've been preaching this morning. I only got a few minutes left because I'm not going over. But those two voices let you know if you seek him, he going to seek you with blessing. I got news for you. God never come empty-handed. Listen, if you desire to be in God's presence, get ready to be blessed. God never shows up empty-handed. If you say you didn't pray and you've been in the presence of God and nothing happened, God wasn't there.
That's right. That's right.
I wouldn't serve a broke God. How you gonna tell me something he broke? Now this thing gets so good, Y'all stand up. This thing gets so good. Get your Bible. Stand up. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it because y'all got to get this. I'm going to read this in close. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. I receive, Lord. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You notice that now, qualification. Yes. Here we go. Verse 3, blessed should I be in the city.
Yes, sir.
And blessed should I be in the field.
Yes, sir.
Don't make no difference where you are. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. And the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy cane, and the flocks of thy sheep. All right, verse 5. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Anybody got a basket? I got one. My life become a basket this morning. Verse 6. Blessed should I be when thou cometh in, yes. And blessed should I be when thou goest out. Say, that's me, Lord. Listen, verse 7. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way. Don't be all angry and upset. Just leave them alone and flee before these seven ways. You ain't got time to be angry. Look at verse 8. Somebody ready to dance up here? Look at verse 8. The Lord, come on, read verse 8 with me. The Lord, now Stoham. What? And all that thou set thy hand unto, it shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. From Paul, oh, Sikana. Oh, from this day forward, everything I touch turn into a blessing. You see it? You seeing it? I say, are you seeing it? Lay your hand on your purse. Touch it. Lay your hand on your wallet. Touch it. Oh, some of y'all are too deep to do it. All right, just stay there for your stupid self. I said, touch it. Y'all so deep, y'all don't believe the spirit world. Y'all, somebody's psychologist told you to touch it, you'll touch it. I'm a man, I'm an apostle telling you to touch it. You gonna stand there and look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about? See, the Lord just test you out just now. He just test you out, see what you're really listening. I ain't gonna touch no point. You better touch it. He said, just told you anything you lay your hand on. The very person who ain't got enough didn't touch it. He just stand there, well, you know, I believe in Jesus. Touch the place. I told you touch the doggone thing. I ain't told you to ask you what you believe in. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I'm trying to follow the Holy Ghost. I'm just trying to follow the Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to be smart and all that stuff and be in place for you. I'm just trying to follow the Holy Ghost. The Lord trying to get you somewhere. But the Lord said, touch the place, touch it. Now, I'll tell you right now, you will have more come in than you ever had in your life because you're obeying God. I'm not going to make it happen. God, you're going to make it happen because you're obeying God. I got to close, children. I got to close. Look at this. That's one I want to get to, though. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and all that thou set thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. You see, all that qualifies, right? and all of the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And they should be afraid. They need to see it. They shall see it. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. You see that? In the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord hath swear unto thy fathers to give unto thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give thee the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou. And thou. What? And thou shalt. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, not tail. Thou shalt be above all it, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, what I command thee this day, to observe and do them. Now I'm going to do part two because I didn't get four. Blessing zone. Lift your hand. Father, I decree, according to your word, which I've heard today, I totally agree that from this day forward, I walk in your extremely blessed zone as I obey you and believe you for the best. Thank you for removing things in my life that have been a hindrance to me. I heard your word. I decree now, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He leadeth me in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still water. He restored my soul. And lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The rest of my life. Say, I receive it.
I
believe it. And I will live it. Put your hand on your body and command it. Be whole.
Be whole.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Watch, this is going to be a little funny what I'm about to say now. Put your hand on your marriage. Be whole.
Be whole.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be peaceful.
Be peaceful.
Right now.
Right now.
Put your hand on your home. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
In the morning.
In the morning.
At noontime.
At noontime.
All night long.
All night long.
Put your hand on your business. You got a business?
Yeah.
Business?
Business.
You prosper.
You prosper.
Beyond measurement.
Beyond measurement.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
All right, some of y'all seeking a mate. Some of y'all seeking a mate. And what you got to do now, just stop all that seeking and listen to what we're about to say. Mate cometh. In Jesus' name. Now just let them come. Male or female, you're a woman, a man, and you want a wife or a woman, you're looking, you need a husband. Now just say, mate cometh. And just put the date down. We call them a mean. It's so easy. I know we're going to go all the way out there, but we out there now. Y'all hustling too much. Trying to make it happen. Shut up. Shut down. Mate coming. You know them when they walk up to you. Is there anything else, Lord? Lord, I bless everybody around me. I bless my neighbors. I bless my neighborhood. Right now. I refuse to worry. You have not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Let's just shout out hallelujah now.